South Dakota is going before the U.S. Supreme Court on April 17th. The state passed a law in 2016 that requires online vendors to collect and remit sales taxes from their South Dakota customers. South Dakota is asking the court to make that statute enforceable by overturning an earlier opinion in Quill versus North Dakota. A nationally recognized law professor says South Dakota's statute does not limit its collection authority to businesses in other states, and so overturning the Quill opinion does not resolve all of the constitutional issues. Professor Emeritus John S. Baker, Jr. says the Internet is a global marketplace that allows customers in the United States to buy directly from vendors in other nations. Just as the Constitution gives Congress the power to regulate commerce among the states, it also empowers Congress to regulate commerce with other countries. And Baker says since the language of South Dakota's statute does not specifically exclude vendors outside the U.S., it opens up another constitutional issue.
If this goes to the Congress, there will be a number of issues that are policy issues as opposed to constitutional issues. I have just raised a constitutional issue based on Article 1 of the Constitution, Section 10, and that is that the language says no state shall, without the consent of Congress, lay any impost or duties on imports or exports.
The Internet has created a virtual reality that the nation's founders could not have anticipated. Baker, an originalist, says that does not mean the Constitution needs more liberal interpretation. He says it's up to Congress to make laws that respond to these changes and up to the courts to ensure that the legislation is constitutional.
So many Americans think of the Constitution like a statute. Statutes do become obsolete with changes in technology. But that's not the way the Constitution is written. It is written in broad terms. It gives Congress a lot of power to deal with commerce and changes that they knew would occur in commerce.
Congress has so far failed to pass legislation allowing states to require sales tax collections outside state boundaries. Baker says if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Quill, it might kick the issue of international sales to the South Dakota Supreme Court to determine whether the state legislature intended to enforce the statute only within U.S. boundaries. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.